The Book of Acts, Chapter 3. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, it being the ninth hour of the day. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us! And he gave attention to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then said Peter, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give you. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising Yahweh. And all the people that saw him walking and praising Yahweh, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened to him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw, he answered to the people, You men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you look so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The Elohim of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the Elohim of our fathers, has magnified his son Yeshua, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just and desired a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom Yahweh had raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I know that through ignorance you did this, as did also your rulers. But those things which Yahweh before has showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that the Messiah should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Sovereign. And he shall send Yeshua the Messiah, which before was preached to you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which Yahweh has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said to the fathers, A prophet shall Yahweh your Elohim raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say to you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from amongst the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel, and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. You are children of the prophets, and of the covenant which Yahweh has made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, And in your seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, Yahweh, having raised up his son Yeshua, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. End of chapter.